Lost Radio is a former WALF 89.7 FM college program by Lucas Wilson, David Halstead, Barron Spadaro, and Chris Henretti. Enjoy.
How is everything, man?
Oh, good, man, good.
Well, Sean and the robot, you know, robot Kissinger, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that weird? Who would have thought Kissinger was actually just a robot?
Well, you know.
He's my robot.
Nixon, go away.
All right, they're back there trying to fix the engine. Our engines are conking out. We might not make it out of orbit. Ah, more technical difficulties.
Just great.
Ah, the place is a mess. It's falling apart. Well, I don't know what to tell you, people. This is madness. Man, we're doing what we can.
Okay, problems abound. I can't understand it. Understanding isn't quite what I'm here to do. Toenail. Yes. Yeah.
This is madness. What do we do?
You know, I'm gonna go find Sean and just get wasted.
Can't function.
Alright.
So,
see ya.
Maybe you can.
Why did he leave me alone?
We're all alone in the universe.
What is that even supposed to mean?
Supposed
think about
to mean
it, man.
We're all alone in the
means
universe.
Everything.
Walt.
Yeah.
You're not sleeping.
No. Why? I never sleep.
And
by the way, we're catching up to Cedric Beard, if you hadn't noticed.
Oh yeah, I see his ship. He seems to be heading for that. For that. What is that?
It's, looks like a parody of the Death Star.
Looks like a small
no.
moon.
No.
I think it is. It's kind of bad.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
Well, it's gotta be someplace that we all need to.
Wait a minute. It's not only a Death Star, it's egg-shaped.
Egg-shaped Death Star.
It's an egg-shaped Death Star.
That's horrible.
So
we got an egg-shaped Death Star. Come on, work with me, people. Work with me.
Wait a minute. There's something lighting up on it.
I don't know. I thought we were going to lure him to a field so we could have an enormous battle.
I don't like that light. I really don't like that light.
It's got hold of the ship. We're being dragged.
What, does Cedric Beard have a hold of us, or the Death Egg?
The Death Egg.
The Death Egg.
Death Egg. Death Egg.
Sounds like the name of a metal
band. Death Egg. Death Egg.
So anyways, we're being pulled in by a tractor beam right now.
Yeah, we shouldn't be that excited about that.
Yeah.
Death Egg. It's just sketchy, man.
I can't stop.
Well, you know. Sometimes
I think
stop.
This whole place is affecting our
I can
brains.
Stop my heart, see?
How long do you think the first album is gonna be released?
You know, when there's, you know, I don't know.
Do you think they're just gonna go straight to tour? Well, we should start a band called Death Egg.
Oh, you never know with a kind of band like that. They could just fizzle out in a few days.
Probably.
Yeah.
So what do we... So, wait, is this like Cedric Pewitt's, like, headquarters or something?
It's gotta be, man. It's a Death Egg.
The Death Egg? Well, Death Egg. But...
Walter, I have a brilliant idea.
What you got there, soldier?
If this is a parody of the Death Star that has the same weaknesses as the Death Star, except on egg shape. So
and,
there's gonna be a small little port bay.
And if
and here's what we're gonna do.
And if it's a parody, it's also exaggerated. So
it's got a huge port bay opening that if we just launch Walter into it, he can blow up the Death Egg.
I see what you Hey, I can see it from here. It's right over there.
Yeah. See? Okay.
You still got Ziggy's ship around.
Yeah, we got Ziggy's ship around.
I think it's parked next to your van in the hangar.
Great.
We're gonna load up with C4, and you're gonna ride it in. You're gonna be a real soldier, right?
Ain't no no suicide mission. You're crazy.
Geez.
Yeah,
what if we get you
but what about
first?
all those missions you did in Nam, right?
They were all suicide missions. Come on, it was Nam. You're used to suicide missions. Suck it up, soldier.
Yeah, how long were you in Nam anyway?
36 hours.
That was it?
What? What? What happened? They were only in 36 hours. You're not dead like me.
I was shot from behind.
Where were you shot?
In the behind?
From behind. Hey, don't make fun of that.
You were shot in behind? In the behind?
Hey, don't make fun of me, man. That was a scary place.
No, I'm just gonna refer to you as Lead Bum privately from now on.
Hey, I still can't sit on that cheek.
I bet it was friendly fire.
It was, probably. They found him annoying.
Earl!
Who was Earl? The guy that shot you?
Yes.
Your own squad mate? You can't
yes.
even call him Charlie? You can't even lie to us decently? Man, you deserve to be blown up with the Death Egg.
Death Egg. Death Egg.
It's kind of cool.
You know what else is kind of cool?
All right. How about this? We tie a rope to you. you jump on Ziggy's ship after aiming in the right direction.
A rope.
Yes,
In space.
Yes.
In the airless void of space.
You know what, Glitterbag always says. Anything's possible.
Bungee jump back to the ship.
Yeah,
anything's possible.
Yeah, but...
Do you really want to go on that cheap parody of a ship?
No.
Death egg.
Death egg.
But, Walter, you've been driving a VW microbus through space.
All right, you got me there.
Okay. Give me a spaceship and then tie you off with a rope. You just gotta do this, man.
All right. Wait a minute. I think he has an ejector seat.
What?
That's easier. That makes everything easier.
The string has an ejector seat?
The seat also massages.
You don't want to press that button. You don't know what Ziggy's been massaging. Anyways. Well, he is a glam rocker from the 70s and from Mars.
And sometimes there's a Mars from my 70s and the glam rocker.
Where has he been?
Sometimes there's an STD on the toilet seat. Don't press the massage button.
Gotcha.
Okay, we're sending you off. Go for it. He's logging in. He's almost there. And he launched out. We didn't tie a rope to him. Okay, direct the ship around.
Directed where?
We're going to pick him up in the middle of space. We didn't tie a rope to him.
So he's just kind of like flying, right?
Yes. He's flying. At least the death egg is going to blow up.
Well, I guess I'll get right on that.
Okay, we're gonna pick up one.
Man, the only thing on TV is curling.
Well, you know, it's fine. It's a fantastic sport.
Why are you complaining? Weren't you a janitor?
Oh, that's low, man. Oh, that is
come
low.
Come on. It's a professional Olympic sport with a broom.
All right, I'm gonna hurt you now.
Ah, how do you do that?
Sean's not the only one, dude. You're becoming more solid every day.
You mean I'm getting a body? I'm not corporeal anymore?
No, you're kind of zombie-ish, really. There's some parts you're missing.
That's really disgusting. Hey, wait a minute. I got dead corpses. I'll make myself a new body.
That's really disturbing.
Yeah, you can
so anyways, what's going on, guys?
There's
a giant egg outside.
Yeah, it's about to blow up.
What?
I guess,
look at that. Cedric Peward's ship is flying out of control. Spinning like a top.
It's heading for that crazy planet over there.
In the opposite direction from us.
That planet is in the shape of a triangle.
And we're spinning away from it.
I think we might need to, turn the thing around.
But where's Walter?
That's him.
Like a brick.
Against the ship. Let's get a butter knife and scrape him off.
Yeah, help the poor guy out.
I'll be like a friggin' road smear.
A road smear? What kind of road smear? What?
A really disgusting one. A Walter ship.
I really don't understand the kind of head motions you're waving at me, good sir.
It's called panic.
Panic? Oh, we all need to panic right now?
Yep.
Oh no. Alright, that's enough panicking. Really? How can we panic? We've been through this crap so many times.
We've died. We've come back.
You've died.
I've died. I've come back. It's not
I've
like it's going to be the end.
Spent 3 years on Saturn.
And you're possessed by several different things.
And then there was that whole thing where I started that revolution.
Yeah.
Created a utopia only to have it be destroyed by Cedric Peward and the flock of seagulls.
Can't have everything.
Yeah, but, at least we've done it all in Sino. Now let's do something else.
Yeah, so let's finish off Cedric Peward and then... Just fly through the skies. Forget about going back to Earth, man. Think about all the stuff we've been doing out here.
Like, killing stuff and committing mass genocide?
Well, we've done some good things, too, Hey, can't say it wasn't fun.
Yeah, we restored peace back to planet Fresno.
And we did blow up Michael Jackson.
Yes, a service to all.
That is a service to all.
Alright. I say that's a job well done.
Okay. Well, I think I might get on the phone and start calling everyone we know if we're going to end up in giant battle with Cedric Peward.
Epic battle. Battles. Here it comes.
You've been listening to Lost Radio. Now shut the hell up, get out of your house, and tell people we're still alive.
WALF, Alfred Radio, 89.7 FM.
It's a madhouse! A madhouse!
You can find more Lost Radio and Psycho Gently Fish productions at psychogentlyfish.com.